With the few minutes we have left, could we turn back to the book of Haggai, or Haggai? For any who may be offended by my attire, my apologies, lack of good preparations for this trip resulted in that, was not intentional. And I would remind the younger ones that attire and looks and our demeanor do mean something. Brother brought before us that in the day of recovery there were those who had left off building the Lord's house and they were building their own sealed houses. Sealed houses would be those that were very nicely finished inside. The question arises, our brother earlier today put some very pointed questions to us for our conscience. I have another question. What is it to build your own house? What's the application to us as Christians today? And I would suggest an answer that as to build the Lord's house is to build up the assembly, the relationship of Christians to one another, that to build our own house is to build up natural relationships, family, friends. Those things are not wrong. They're normal. But if they take precedence over the building of relationships in the Spirit, that's building your own house. One is aware that there are many in this room here who have suffered the loss of natural relationships for the sake of the Lord, for His truth, for His name. The Lord addressed this very early on with His disciples. Turn to Matthew chapter 10. Begin at verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Many, as was said, have been through the loss of relationships. And oftentimes, when an assembly finds need, according to the Word of God, to put one out, quite often divisions have occurred. And if you follow it closely, you will find that quite often the divisions are along the lines of natural relationships, both of kin and of friends. So be careful how you build, as we have been exhorted. As one who came in, having been saved for 20 years or so, finding it very difficult to fit in, and recognizing that there was relationships and camaraderie for which he was not a part, in which he could not find any way to relate. And we realize that many who have come in have encountered that. That's telltale, as is those times when there are divisions and you see the tearing apart that takes place. It's encouraging to see those who have endured that trial still going on for the Lord. And to each one of you, one is very grateful. But this is just a warning, especially to the younger ones. Again, it's normal to have friends. We should not be without natural affection. We love our families, we who are fathers, grandfathers, mothers, grandmothers. It's a strong bond. But these are the words of the Lord, very early on to his disciples, and we need to take heed to them. Don't put your natural relationships ahead of building the Lord's house. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Turn over to the book of Mark, chapter 10, for a word of encouragement there. Mark chapter 10. Verse 29. We'll read verse 28 for context. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. Just as a side note, the Lord mentions wives being left, along with those other relationships, but when he says they'll be restored a hundredfold, he leaves that out. But he does say, receive a hundredfold now in this time. What this tells us is, along with the loss of natural relationships, there is to be a turning of our affections to our brethren in Christ. Older ones need to fill that hole. Older ones need to be mothers and fathers to younger ones who have lost those relationships because they're following the Lord. Have you lost children to the world? Pick up younger ones in your assembly. And heap upon them your affection and your care. The Lord is not insensitive to our human loss. One recalls when Aaron's sons were burned in the fire because they took strange fire into the house of the Lord. And because of his grief, he didn't follow the instructions of Moses to eat the sacrifice. And Moses comes to him. We won't turn there because of the time. Moses comes to him and asks him, "Why didn't you do that?" And it's beautiful. Aaron's response is, "All these things have beheld me this day. Would the Lord have been pleased if I had eaten the sacrifice?" I may be paraphrasing here. And it was good in the sight of Moses. The Lord is tenderhearted. He understands. He knows. But if we're going to build the Lord's house, we have to be willing to accept what he said, to put our relationships in the Spirit, our relationships to one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, first, and make that the focus of our building. It is possible in the assembly life to build your own house, to make it comfortable for you. Beware of that. We know that every once in a while the Lord tests us on this. And I don't believe there's any believers who don't experience this in some way. Some of us experience it when we get saved. We're forsaken by our friends, perhaps our family members. Or some of us may experience it when we leave the systems that we're in, maybe going to church with our families, and we are gathered to the Lord's name. But many who have been in the assembly a long time and raised families, the test may be that some of yours leave or are put out. That's a test. And one would hope, for the Lord's sake, for the sake of his own, that we would not be building with wood, hay, and stubble. The test comes. And oftentimes, we find out we've been building our own house. So let's take this warning, if it is from the Lord. And I do believe the two that were here in this place previously were speaking as the oracles of God. One would hope that our hearts were receptive to the message that they had for us.